What's up, everyone? This is Let's Get Graphic, the podcast where we sit down, have a few drinks, and talk about everything graphic design. Each episode, we'll take a subject and we'll discuss it. What we say may be beneficial to you, whether you've been in the industry for 20 years or only a year. Some of you may even feel like we're full of shit. Either way, grab your drinks. Let's get graphic.
Graphic design is my passion.
Fuck that.
I just saw that the creator for Dragon Ball just passed away.
I'm literally looking at that right now.
I'm gonna have to fucking call it. I don't know if I can do this today.
I don't know. I'm looking at it. How old was he? I don't know what happened.
68.
Oh man, that's fucked.
Akira Toriyama. R.I.P.
All right, boys, got the age-old question. Would you rather be stuck in a mall overnight with a silverback gorilla or three anacondas?
Three anacondas, without a doubt.
Really?
Without a doubt.
Okay, they're all actively bloodlusted, and they're all trying to find you.
Three anacondas, without a doubt.
Well, yeah? Three anacondas. Well,
anacondas are pretty fucking big.
Well, yeah, but the gorilla is gonna do more than just eat you. Probably gonna fuck you first, and then it's gonna beat you.
A snake. One, they can't move that fast. Two, they're not venomous, right? If you have
an anaconda, doesn't need to be venomous. No, I'm talking the big motherfuckers.
You have a gorilla fucking chasing after you, dude. No way.
Okay.
Hey, so at least the anacondas, you can get inside of a store, close the gate. They're not getting in.
Okay, what if I add on to it? What if they're smart and they know how to go through vents and things?
What is this? This is King Kong and
is it now like a baby gorilla too? Like
it's still just a regular silverback gorilla.
No, yeah, I'm still taking the snakes in a mall.
I'm still taking this. Yeah,
that's
I'm
fair.
Still
that's the fair. Snakes.
There's gotta be a way.
Gorilla. If it wanted to, you could lock yourself in a store. A gorilla might not be able to get through like the little pull down gates or whatever, but he could definitely bust through some glass or like.
You don't think that motherfucker could rip that fucking gate down?
I don't know.
Just crushing through that thing, dude. There's no way. You're done with a gorilla. Dude,
they know how to get through a gate so fucking fast. Like, there's no way.
Okay, if you had to fight one animal, your choices are: you get a rhino.
Oh no, I got one. Sorry, I got one. Just like yours.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Go.
Yeah, would you rather? I don't know where that one was going.
Would you rather once a year have to fight a lion, or no, let's make it a bobcat. Once a year, you have to fight a bobcat to the, like, you have to kill it, you know, bare hands, no knife, bare no hands, gun, no nothing. Or fight a pissed off rooster every time you get in your car.
Hold on. How big is a bobcat? Fuck. I'm picturing like a
bobcat's like the size of like a husky dog, you know, but it's a cat. It's like
fighting a dog sized cat.
I think I want to say I'll take, oh my God, that's a pretty big fucking cat. I want to say I'll take the bobcat just because the rooster thing is such a fucking inconvenience. But at the same time, I feel like I would just get numb to it after the first few times. I
was
like,
grab it by the head and just fucking whip it around and
spin it around.
Yeah, exactly.
That is how they kill them, right? Don't they do that? Like to kill like chickens and roosters and shit, like, well, you pick them up, or maybe it's like ducks or geese, I don't know. Pick them up by the neck,
yeah, and you just grab them by the neck
and then like spin them around,
treat it like a bag of potatoes.
Yeah,
like fucking lasso.
Yeah,
like, I'm taking the rooster.
I would definitely take the bobcat, because it's scheduled once a year, so I have a year to prepare, and I have
it's not scheduled, just once a year a bobcat appears.
Oh, so you're saying I might be surprised that it be like,
yeah, you just get summoned to the final arena
first.
Yeah,
it's like December 31st I have to fight a bobcat, and then on January 1st I have to fight another one.
Potentially, if you roll double snake eyes, yeah, for sure.
You could literally go to take a shit in the middle of the night. You know, you ever go take a shit and you just leave the lights off because it's dark. Or it's like 4 a.m. You don't want to turn them lights on and wake up. You go, you sit down on your toilet, the lights are off, and then you just hear.
You're out here trying to stay sleepy. Like, oh, I hope I go back to sleep. I just have to shit.
It's fucking, it's your fucking your paralysis demon is the bobcat.
Yeah,
it just sits in the corner waiting.
No, but
imagine it gets you while you have sleep paralysis. It spawns in your bedroom.
No, you know what would be worse is not only did you have to fight the bobcat once a year randomly, but if the bobcat followed you every single day, but it would randomly fight you once a year. It's so there was always the anticipation that the fucking cat was there, but you never knew when it was going to fight you.
I mean, at if that it point, was,
I feel like I would respect it. Like I kind of want to, I would feel like I have like a brotherly bond with it.
Yeah. Like if it was
about to go to war,
it was like Lydia from Skyrim who just follows you around and does stuff. And then once in a while she'll just gets murked and then she'll come back or something like that. Like she becomes your companion.
Yeah. It's like you're like, the bobcat constantly gets hit by cars and shit, and then like you just go home and it's just sitting there.
Just respawns.
It just fucking respawns. Like, I think at that point I would take the roosters because at least I know when I'm going to my car that thing is like,
yeah,
hey, sitting also, at the window staring at you like, get in the car, bitch.
Also, can you keep the meat? Do you get to keep the rooster meat? That's free meat.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. You never got, you get tired of chicken, but that's free meat.
It is.
It makes you drive your car less.
That too.
Yeah. Might start running places.
I save gas because I never want to go anywhere. Hey, do you want to come out tonight? Nah.
I got the rooster in the car. Nah, you drive.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it just your car?
Yes. It's every time you get in your car to go drive somewhere. So you could avoid it by just having your wife drive you everywhere.
Yeah, she'll drive me everywhere or I'm taking an Uber. Like, that rooster's dying inside my vehicle.
It's going to get to the point where it's like, you're going to go to get in the car. No, babe, I don't really feel like chicken tonight. Okay. And you walk to the passenger seat and she drives.
Hey, at least she's accepted it. She loves you for who you are and accept that you have a rooster problem waiting to kill you.
Got a cock waiting on you every morning.
An angry cock.
All right, boys, what's on the agenda for today?
Today, we are going to discuss every designer's favorite thing to discuss, and that is freelancing.
Or freelancing, as some people
freelance.
Say.
Brisson likes to freelance.
Do you freelance?
Omelette du fromage.
Say it again, Dexter.
God, that aged us immediately. And I hate that you said that out loud. I guess we can just start with when we all, added freelancing to our, repertoire.
I knew you were going to say that word.
Because I would think
say
that,
it again for me, Chris.
Oh god. I would say freelancing. I don't know. I'm trying to think of how I thought when I got out of college. I feel like every portfolio professor built it into our heads that freelancing was like a must. Like in order to survive, even if you had like a design job, in order to survive, you needed to constantly have work coming in. And so like that was like the first thing that I tried to do was like build my portfolio, put all my shit on there. And then you realize that like it's very, very hard to get like freelance jobs if you don't have connections already.
Absolutely.
So connections or like a good social media presence or fucking anything.
Something that your name something out there. That were numerous people that could use you for work need it, you know, could he know your name, you know?
Yeah. And like when coming out of college, like how many fucking people do you know in that field that you can just like get a freelance job, or that isn't like a family member or just some random person that needs a, like a shitty logo or something? Because you know that the first freelance job that you put together is going to be like the shittiest thing that you do, and you almost have to apologize to the person you did it for. She's like, I'm sorry, man. Like, this is what you get. This is my first job. But I'm trying to, I can't even remember what my first like true freelance job was. I want to say I had a friend that graduated college, I think a year after me, because he like took a couple years to fuck around and figure out what he wanted to do. And he finally landed on like, he now owns like a business with two other people that I graduated with, where they're roofers, and they like built that business. But before that, they were trying to do like around Christmas time, they do the whole like put your Christmas or Christmas lights up, like the whole service where they come to your house and put your lights up, because, you know, most of us are lazy as fuck and don't want to put our own lights up.
It's part of the tradition, you fucking lazy bum.
Yeah. Yeah. You, nothing like wanting to fall off your ladder for the holidays.
Everywhere, like everywhere, there's a wife that's like, I'm ready to put my Christmas lights up. And it's like Halloween just passed. There's a husband that's like, babe, I'm not getting on that fucking ladder just yet. I'm not ready to do it like, yet.
And it's October 32nd. Yeah. And they already want the
and
lights
that's,
up.
And that's what yeah, keeps like, the force in balance. All right. Because those women are paired up with husbands that are like, yeah, not yet. I don't think so.
Yeah, it's like, babe, next year we're getting permanent lights that we can change colors to whatever holiday, but next they're not coming down next time.
That's not a bad idea.
They came up, like, I think before Christmas, we were thinking about doing lights, and then we both, me and my wife, looked at each other and we're like, yeah, maybe next year. And then she saw that someone on Instagram had lights that are permanent that you can just change the color, and I'm like, yes, we will fucking do that, because then I never had to bring them down ever again. We can just change the fucking color to whatever holiday.
Genius.
I digress. But the first like true freelance job was putting like a flyer together for them to promote their light business, and it was called like North Tarrant County Christmas Light Service or whatever. It was a really long fucking name. They still do that as part of the roofing business, because roofing like kind of dials back around the holidays, and they just switch their service to putting lights up. And I mean, they're doing well. So I guess
it's all thanks to you.
And what's good from that is that he came back to me to do like their logo for their roofing brand. And like, I guess like for it being my first freelance job, like it, you know, it made my first connection to where like I like he comes back whenever he needs something done, or he'll like pass my name off to someone else, like, hey, like I know a graphic designer, whatever. But then again, when that happens, I always feel like I have to give like a friendly discount, because I'm like, yeah, when I did his logo, I was asking for like dirt cheap because he was a friend, and it was like,
dude, what's the dirt second what's logo dirt done. Cheap, because I guarantee you I still charge dirt cheap for fucking freelance. Okay,
so
same,
when I first began freelancing, I think my rate was like $25 to $50 an hour, and I didn't even charge
$25 to $50 total for 2 weeks of work.
I like nice round numbers. It was like, oh, you need this and mock it up, $100.
$100.
Well, that's the thing, is that like I have this graphic design book that I bought that basically explains everything that has to do with like doing jobs on your own. And
this one,
it breaks. No, not that one. I would have to find it. Oh, wait, I see it. Hold on.
Oh, nice blankie.
Takes a lot for a 31-year-old to move around.
Oh, his is cooler looking than yours.
Graphic Artists Guild Handbook, Pricing and Ethical Guidelines, 14th edition.
They're probably on like the 50th edition now.
They probably gave up, to be honest. but this basically broke it down by like what service you were being charged. So if it was like website, logo, stationery, there was a section in the book that you can look up, and it gave you like suggestions on how much to charge, whether it was a fixed rate, an hourly rate, whatever you wanted to do. And I always like did both. I still do, where I get the job or I get the project like guidelines, and then I give like a broad estimate of how long it's going to take me to do that project. And I don't like charging like an hourly rate. Like I don't use like an app or anything where I'm like, okay, I'm going to clock my hours, and when I'm done, I'm going to bill you. Like what? Like, I don't like doing that. So I usually just look at the project as a whole, kind of what you were saying, Bryson, where like, you know, there's this. Each one's going to take an hour to 2 hours or whatever. And then back then I was like, okay, $25 for each thing equals 100, 150, whatever. And then I wouldn't charge for extra, because if I went over it, I felt like it was my own damn fault that I went over the time. I was the slow one, so I'm not going to charge you extra.
Yes, sir. I'm so sorry, sir. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, sir.
You're right. Yeah, take
actually,
it for
you
free.
Don't have to pay at all. Take it for free.
Yeah. Just take
I'll
it for
pay
free.
You. I'll pay you. Take it, please.
That brought up, talking about this made me think, like, the first, like, job that made me feel like I actually benefited from it. Like, it wasn't, like, doing it as a favor or like getting like a very small amount, was I did a logo for a yoga brand that I was able to, I actually charged like $1,500 for a logo. And it was like my first true, like, I felt like I made a shit ton of money.
You're like,
the logo.
Chris is looking at himself in the mirror like, fuck it, you did this. Look at you. Look what you're doing. You did that.
You did this.
Yeah. And then over the years, I start listening to like, you know, the angry designer, and they break down their shit, and they're like, yeah, we like charge $5,000 for doing something. And then there's a an account called, I don't know if y'all seen it, Made by James.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all seen that Instagram account where he does a lot of like breakdown of his business?
He does a lot of pointing at words on his screen.
Yeah, exactly. But his, like, seeing how much they charge for shit, I'm just like, man, I'm undercharging even to this day. Like, I'm undercharging so much. And I think it's because freelancing isn't my first business. It's like we all have jobs in the field, and freelance is more or less just something that we get a little extra money for, or you get a family member that's like, hey, I got a cousin that's a graphic designer. Let me
There's a lot of that. A lot of that. I would say 90% of the freelance things that I've done have been that sort of thing where it's like,
same.
I didn't know the person, but someone I knew them, and now I'm dealing with their shit. So I don't freelance too much.
Do you remember what your first one was?
Yeah. My first one, it was a logo, but really it was like an illustration for this like boba company that they wanted on all their like cups and everything. And it was like a, funny enough, it was like a doodle. It was her dog that she wanted me to draw in like this, you know, this super detailed one color type of illustration. And she just got it printed on all her cups. So didn't have to pick a name. She was like, yeah, I want this, like, it's like tea leaf straw or like whatever. And then I was like making new names and stuff for her. And then I sent her on the first round. She goes, oh no. I want that exact name on the logo that I sent you, you know? And I was like, oh, all right.
All right. Okay. Cool. You're in charge.
Yeah. You're the boss. Do you remember how much you charge for it?
$100.
$100 flat.
$100.
How long did it take you? All of 12 minutes.
I mean, I would say like there's more to unpack here. So actual drawing time, maybe 2 hours, you know, I was drawing. But then, of course, like I vectorized it and brought it into Illustrator the old way of vectorizing it, not Not this newfangled AI way of
newfangled kids in your AI.
Yeah, none of that shit. I was image tracing and readjusting and stuff. And, you know, basically all I did after that, you know, I said I did a bunch of other stuff and showed it to her. And then after that, it was just like, oh, no. Okay, well, then here you go. It's done. You know, and so it was probably, I would say, like a day of work, you know, when it really got down to it after getting all the information out of her and stuff like that. I will say that she sent me a picture of her dog and it was the worst picture ever. So I drew another, I found another dog, drew that one. And she's like, oh my God, it looks just like her. You know,
hey, can you use this picture to do the logo? And it's like fucking 20 feet back from the dog.
Yeah.
She's going to end up getting sued by whoever owns that actual dog.
It was a stock photo, I think, that I traced over because it had a watermark. And I remember there was an issue because like the watermark went across like the dog's neck and like collar area. So me trying to like fill in from nothing what it looked like underneath that and still keeping it like to the whole style and everything. I remember that was difficult.
On the subject of stock photos, when you guys were in school and you would do stuff that needed like photos, were y'all like super like anal about making sure that you, I know my professor was like super anal about making sure you go to specific websites to get stock photos and make sure like you better be able to provide the licensing with your, you know, with your project when you turn it in and this and that. And I've always, ever since then, I've been like super scared to use like any kind of photography or images like in any of my stuff. Like moving forward, it's only like recently that I just really stopped giving a fuck. Just with like the speed at which I've started to work, I'll just go and grab like anything off of Google Images and just completely steal it.
Yep, that's the one. That's it,
yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, I feel like whenever I was doing stuff, there was less like computer like aspects behind it. Like everything ended up on the computer eventually, but everything was like hand done. Like all the projects that I can think of were all like create a book cover for this book or these three books and show that together, or create stuff for a clothing line and you have to make the tags, the bag, the like all you had to make like everything. So I don't think I really thought that much about it, about like stock photography back then. I think about it a lot now, probably more so now than ever, about like, you know, now I'm using stuff like Unsplash and
Pexels. Like
Pexels, like Paxels. Using shit like that. Pexels. Like I'm using shit like that, and then, but what's funny is that like I pay attention more on the job because I feel like that's where like I get worried more, because I'm like, you know, it's for a corporation, like I don't want it to come back and like get me fired. But when I'm doing freelance stuff, like I pay attention to that stuff, but I also don't like if I find a stock thing that like gets me really fucking close, like I use it, I auto trace it, I clean it up to make it look like mine. Like it's just cuts my, especially like depending on how, like you said, Dante, like how much time you have to work on the project. Like,
yeah,
I'm sorry, but every designer does it. We find ways to cut around some design.
Sometimes
time.
You find that perfect fucking image and you just can't pass it up. It doesn't matter where it's from or who you steal it from. You got to get that their image. You know what they say, like if you change it like up to 75%, then it's no longer that same image. So you can really take whatever you want from wherever.
I mean, for me, most of the time, like I never like use photos and then manipulated the photo. I would like find photos, like think about animals, you know, like we're talking about. I'd find the photo of the animal in the pose that I like that has like good lighting and it's clear. And then in the end, I'm just tracing over and like reimagining the whole thing anyway. So it's, I kind of gave zero fucks about that. Like I didn't care if it was National Geographic's image. If the peacock was facing the right way, that's the one I'm drawing.
Yeah, I think that's less worrisome if you're illustrating over something, because yeah, it's very nondescript. Like no one's ever gonna figure out what that illustration came from. The only time it ever becomes a problem is if you're like using a photo as a photo or using an illustration as an illustration. Like if you don't change it up, especially if you're using an illustration from like another designer, because
yeah, that's
we're constantly like finding inspiration from other designers, and it's very hard not to be like, hey, this design fits exactly what I want to do, and like you try not to copy it. But that's for a whole other different conversation.
I'm trying to remember what my first one was, and I'm sure it was something that was probably something that my mom like tagged me in on Facebook. But I genuinely, I can't fucking remember. The earliest one that I can remember was this dude wanted a logo for his, it was like a seafood restaurant, like crawfish and shit. So he wanted the logo to be a crawfish sitting in a pot boiling, like wearing sunglasses, like sitting in like a fucking jacuzzi.
He wanted 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag.
And then I drew that shit, and I was not proud of it. Like we went through like a bunch of different thumbnails or whatever, but like that was never something that I was like, I was proud of. I couldn't get it. And I think now I'd be able to do a much better job. But like back then that shit was hot garbaggio.
And you mentioned thumbnails. Did you sketch out like a bunch of different ones first and then show it to him? Or were you like, say less, and then did the whole thing? And then
I did the thing that I always do with thumbnails, which is I picked the one that I'm definitely going to go with, and I put effort into that, and then I fill the page with nonsense to make it look like I did more work than I did.
There you go.
Yeah, and of course he went with the one.
That's usually what I do too. It's like I always have like one concept that I know for a fact is the right one, or at least in my mind is like the right one. But just to make it seem like that I didn't just spend all this time doing this one thing, I make like 3 to 4 other things. Mm-hmm. But I do everything in Illustrator. Like I don't do a whole lot of like sketching thumbnails.
Yeah.
Because that's just, I don't know why, but I feel like I can't get a true read on what I'm feeling without like getting it at least into Illustrator. But rare occasion does like the first, the one that I actually like is the one that gets picked. It's always the ones that like, oh, this one's really nice. I'm like, fuck, why that one?
Yeah. Why sometimes that one? And sometimes like you do that, like you start filling in like the nonsense sketches, and it actually ends up being like, oh, this one's actually, I actually like this one a little bit more than the, it's almost like that's the purpose of like doing these thumbnails or something. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I remember that one. I did, it was like a shield shape. It was not fitting for like a sign on a restaurant at all. And I remember seeing pictures of it on Facebook. I can't remember what it was called now. I don't even know if their Facebook is still up. I remember looking for it like a few months ago, but I recently looked in my emails, like my design emails, and which I never check anymore. And I've got like 10,000 fucking emails. I finally hit 10,000 the other day and I just don't read them. But like I looked and I saw like an email from that dude from like a year ago where he's like, hey, can you please send me the file for the logo again? Hey, can you send me an AI file? I need an AI file. Just asking for files. And I just go, so like, oh no. Oh, I felt so bad.
You should email like, him now.
I was like, fuck, hey, it's been a year. I'm sure he figured it out.
So what it sounds like, our freelance work is different from like our current jobs, because we all work in like the apparel industry, so we're used to doing like t-shirt designs and stuff like that. But our freelance sounds like we're doing everything other than that. Like is that true for all of us, or do y'all have like some like apparel jobs that y'all have done?
Well, I mean, when it kind of is the nature of the beast of freelance, it's like, oh, you draw on the computer, draw this for me on the computer, you know, and being new to it and being new to the industry and all that, you kind of just, especially like you're talking about right out of college, you'll take anything you can get, you know? Like if someone you didn't know hit you up on Instagram for you to design their flyer for $100, you'd probably be like, no thanks, I'm full, you know? You can turn that business away.
Yeah.
You know?
Now I have the luxury to like really dictate who I don't want to design for, because I do have like a set amount of people that I design for on like a regular basis. So I have like one person that I design for that's like, she has me on retainer. So she pays me like twice a month. It's kind of like that graphic design servicing that we talked about like a couple months back, where it's like she'll send me whatever, but I clock my hours and it gets capped off at 10 hours for 2 weeks or whatever. And then she'll pay me like midway through the month and then at the end of the month. And it just does that every month. She just sends me stuff. She's like, clock your hours, whatever. And then I have another person that she'll usually send me stuff at the beginning of the week. And I'll work on her stuff and it kind of goes like that. And then I have a couple other ones that come every once in a while. But what's funny is that the jobs that I have consistent work are like the logos, the PDF files for like the person that I have on retainer. She does like fitness, or like she sends me stuff that has to do with like fitness programs. So I have to like do a lot of just creating PDFs that fit the brand. And then the other person that I do does like a lot of logo and packaging stuff, but I get those consistently. It's the ones that are apparel based that happen ever so often. And it's because they work on like a seasonal schedule. So one brand is like a dog brand. It's called, I think it's called Dog Mom Company. And I say, I think it's because I don't know the full name. I just know it says Dog Mom.
You do them regularly do and you don't know the name. The
full fucking name. I know. I'm sorry. But she'll send me stuff that's like seasonal specific. So she's like, hey, can we do some for Valentine's, fall, spring, stuff like that. And then I actually do stuff for an anime brand. But he's more or less just like comes out of the blue. And it's just like, hey, can you do this one thing for me? I'm like, yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll do that. You know? But yeah, I mean, my freelance is kind of like that, where I do shit different. Like I do the other things that a graphic designer is supposed to do. And that's logos, website design. And
it's like almost like presentation design or something like that. Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's just because that's probably what most of the like freelance business is those fields. It's like, there's not a lot of people looking for like t-shirt apparel type stuff, because they're probably going to like someone that we work for to design that shit. Like they're not going to go to like an individual unless they reach out to you on Instagram or something.
Well, there's another thing with apparel design too, where it's like, it's not quite like packaging or, you know, signage or anything like that. It's like, we're starting a clothing brand and this is our aesthetic. You know, this is it. This is what we want. So it's like, it's not really like anyone can do this. It's more of like either they're doing it themselves and they're artists and they're trying to get it out there. And so if that's the case, they're not going to hire anyone else. Or it's like, we found our one thing that we're emulating and we either want that person or someone who can do that exact thing.
That is true. That is true. Because the couple apparel stuff that I've done outside of the ones I just mentioned are very much that, where it's like they have a brand established, they have a look established, and they want something exactly done that specific way. It's not like trying to get your insight. It's like, we want shit to look like this. We saw on your Instagram that you do stuff very similar. Can you just like
lean into it a little bit more? Like, yeah,
can you just do stuff in this thing and we'll figure out a price or whatever? And it's like, that's happened a couple different times in regards to like t-shirt design. Like they'll send me like screenshots of designs that they've seen. There's like, hey, can you just do this? Like,
see that that's like the one of the most important things about like a portfolio. You know, a lot of people, they try and show like, you know, oh, diversity, I can do this, I can do that. Yeah, but like, I feel like when you're, and we'll probably do a whole episode on this, but I feel like the best way to start with a portfolio is just doing exactly what you like to do and just completely fleshing it out and finishing it, you know, and making finished products out of all the stuff you think's cool. So that way you have like at least a body of work. It was like, I like to do this. This is what I'm best at. This is the most fun for me. And then people can find you based off that rather than like, oh, here's 50 different things that are all different. And it's like, well, okay, you can do all these one things at least once. Like, what can you do consistently? Because that's what we're looking for.
It also puts you kind of, I mean, I guess it doesn't really put you in a box, but it makes you end up in a situation where you might end up doing something. You end up doing something that you can do, but not necessarily something that you want to do. As opposed to, you know, like how they always say, like, show the work that you want to be doing like,
yeah,
for the rest of your life. Like, do what you like, and you'll end up in a job with that.
Dude, I did that. I never listened to that. And I was like trying because I wanted just any job. So I was like doing all this different stuff. I didn't get this job until I adjusted my portfolio like that and just filled it full of stuff that I was like, no, I want it. This is what I want to do. This is cool. And like I filled it up with that. And then I got this job. So,
yeah, yay. I mean, your port, what you presented, because just in case anyone cares, I was a part of the interview process for Bryson. And his portfolio, well, both of you, I guess. I saw both of your resumes and portfolios and we're trying to hire you. And it was pretty much that, like what y'all presented was exactly what we were looking for, whether it was designed that way, like you said, Bryson, like you did it specific, like you wanted to do this, so you went out and designed it for this. It wasn't for a freelance job, it wasn't for anyone specific. Like you put it together, and that was the determining factor because it fit what we were doing and what we wanted. And same with Dante. Like Dante's was a little different because it was like, it was almost there because you had your board game like company stuff. And like the illustration stuff there was like, we knew you could draw, but it was like, can those illustrations be turned into something that could be sold on a t-shirt? And that's where like the whole, like homework part of it, and that's where it was proven. I mean, it was pretty much like, is what they did just a fluke, or is it something that they can do on a regular basis?
But Dante's packaging background definitely shows when he uses fucking 30 colors in a t-shirt design. Hey dude, how many colors is that? I think like 15.
Okay, look, I got God for that like yesterday. It was only four colors, all right?
Did you get God for that?
My bad.
Did you get, huh? Did they hit you up about that and say, hey, can we cut that down?
No, it was, he didn't specify on how many colors he wanted. He just told me to do a design and I made it. It was a four color design. My bad for making four colors. I want a little bit of colors. I'm like, yeah, let's just make that a one color.
Dude, you had a blue.
Sometimes I'll do two colors and I'm like, why is this not just one color? I'm like, because I wanted another color. Jesus Christ.
It was more than four because you had a blue, a pink, a skin color, a brown, a white, and a gray.
Wait, which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a different one.
I'm talking about the wizard.
No, that shit had like nine.
Yeah,
that
was dude, like nine. Yeah, yeah, I was gonna say, dude, like
nine.
You even showed it to me, and I'm like, dude, that's sick. And then like I look at it again, and I'm like, how many colors are in that thing?
I do remember.
My bad for wanting to bring a little color into this dark, dark world.
I do remember one of the designs that you did that you handed over to me. It was the maze. It was the maze one you put together.
Yeah,
boy, it was supposed to look at the D&D like cover, and the theme.
Yeah,
at first glance, the thing looks like it had like two colors, but then you like open it up and it has like shading, and it has like multiple shades of the same red. I'm just like, I gotta break this down.
Immediately starts typing.
Yeah, again, that was probably my first like super illustrative thing that I did. So give me a fucking break. I'm learning, all right?
Dude, that was one too. I was
afraid to put any color in.
That was one too that I was like, where I was just like, I'm going to do what I think's cool, whatever I want. And that one didn't work quite the same as when I did it the first time. It was just like, wah, 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 not quite, you know?
So we talked about when we started, we talked about the type of freelancing that we do. Do y'all use any type of like freelancing, like services to find jobs, or is it all just like word of mouth?
100% word of mouth. It's 100% my mom tagging me in a post on Facebook where somebody's like, I need a graphic designer who can do this. And then
my son's a graphic designer.
My son, I know a real good graphic designer.
No, they don't say graphic designer. They say graphic artist. They're probably like, my son's a graphic artist. I think he can do what you're asking.
It'll either be that or it'll be like just a friend of mine, just friends of mine from fucking school or whatever, that'll just like message me and be like, hey, can you do this? Do you know how to do this? I'll be like, sure.
That wasn't your mom talking. That was you talking.
Yeah.
Sure. At least you know they're related.
I'll do it real good. But no, I don't have any kind of like online presence. I don't have like an Instagram or anything like that. And I don't like advertise my shit. So that's the only way anybody would be able to find me is if they, word of mouth.
Yeah, I'm busy enough with my day job, and then when I'm not, like, I'm making shit out of wood or like tattooing my cousin or something, you know. I'm not doing more work like
tattooing
that.
My dog.
Yeah, that's, tattooing that's a my good dog hobby to have. One of my dogs does have a tattoo. I didn't give it to her. Relax, PETA. It's per the state law in Texas, when your dog is fixed, they get a little tattoo, so you can see from the outside that it's fixed.
I thought this was gonna be like it your dog went to like a dog tattoo parlor and like another dog tattooed your dog.
No, I mean I'm sure we can ask AI to make a little thing about that, but no, that's not how it happened.
Yeah, there's only like a rare occasion that I get anything through Instagram, because I do have a design Instagram that I've tried to like be consistent with, which I don't anymore, but I always feel like I need to, but I've only had like a few people that actually reached out directly through Instagram to like ask me how much I charge for something. And it's always the same thing where like I try to get more information out of what they want, and then it's like I get ghosted, and it's like, okay, well, I guess you weren't like that serious, or that you didn't like the price that I gave you or whatever. The other part is word of mouth, because I'll have like my current clients will pass my information off to other people, and then they'll email me. But the one that I use, like me searching, is I use an app called Upwork. And I think I've told Joel about it before, where it's basically just like people post jobs that you have to apply to, which you basically just write a cover letter of like why you think you would be the person to do it. And it's
fuck that.
Well, yes, it's fucking stupid. And I have like a whole bunch of screenshots of jobs that are insane that I'm going to read off. But it's free, but you're only given
fuck that.
Fuck you.
I'm hitting easy apply.
You're a right foul git, you know that.
Yeah. The free service of it is you get like a certain amount of what they call connects, and you it's basically like tokens, where you like use a certain amount of tokens depending on how many tokens the person is asking for per job. And it's really stupid if you are like someone who's consistently looking for freelance work. But if you're someone like me that every once in a while I go on there to see if there's anything, and I'll apply to two or three of them, and then I'll just move on, because you get new connects every month. But I could see this thing being so tiresome for someone whose entire like living is based on freelancing.
Dude, that's let me jump in for a second. That's the thing. Like, I know we talked about like fuck that to writing the cover letter, but it's like applying for a new job every time, you know? Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like, with my experience with from Upwork, because I've used it a little bit, it's like, oh, design my family's family reunion t-shirt. I need 5 designs and like this and this, and I'm paying $50. And it's like, get fucked, you know? Yeah, like, no thank you.
That's...
And now I gotta beg in fucking writing and send you that shit in order to get the job. It's like, yep. No, thank you.
You would think that your work would speak for itself. Like, have like a portfolio. I don't remember how Upwork works. I remember signing up for an account but not using it. Like, do you have like a portfolio of shit on the website that people can just look at?
You can add like jobs that you've done. So you basically like add photos and you like explain. It's basically like doing Behance where you like put projects up and you had to explain what the project was, and you just show a bunch of like screenshots of like your designs or whatever it is, and people can look at your portfolio. But now,
well, that's your cover letter right there for all of them. Well,
now they have something on there where it's kind of like Fiverr, where you put your own job on there, or you put your service on there, where you're like, this service is for if you want a t-shirt design, and then you like give an explanation of all the delivers, which it's really fucking hard because it's like, I can't really give you an exact like deliver of what I want to give you if I don't know the project. Like, it's going to vary right from project to project. So it's like, what the fuck? But that's where my rant comes in with this whole like using apps. What apps have done to like the graphic design community in general. Like, people talk about how AI is going to ruin like graphic design. Fucking freelance, like Fiverr and all that shit ruined graphic design freelancing a long time ago.
Yeah, so, like, people were worried about that when it first came out. Everyone was like, they're charging next to nothing. There's people willing to fucking do it. And sometimes the shit's not half bad. So like,
it's good enough. That's the problem, is that like, the people who go on to Fiverr and pay $5 for a logo or $50 for a logo, whatever it is, like, they will literally accept anything they get back. Because it's like, they don't fucking care. They just want something done fast. And they don't want to, for $5, they don't want to pay the usual rate that a designer would charge. And it's like, you're paying for good quality stuff when you go to an actual graphic designer. Not saying that people who go on Upwork or Fiverr aren't real graphic designers. It's just that they know how to get that service, and it's to charge little for easy work, and they just do that over and over and over again. Or it's like some place in the Philippines or in whatever that has just a bunch of guys shit together.
It's somewhere too where, like, you know, yeah, they're still getting $20, but say, like, $20 here will get you one meal in one day. Like, 20 American dollars there, it could go a lot further. It probably does go a lot further, you know?
Yeah. So, like, it's great in some cases, but if you're like trying to build your like freelance jobs or like freelance your portfolio, like, that has ruined what people think graphic design is or like can charge. It's fucking ridiculous. But in regards to that, over the past like couple weeks, I've been taking screenshots of some jobs that I've been passing by in Upwork specifically that I was just like, why would anyone apply to this for one? And if you did apply to it, like, what were you thinking? Like, you're just trying to make a quick buck or what? So this one's subject is create designs with DESIGNES.
Designers.
Create designs for t-shirt and sweatshirts. Looking for some designers for wear. Not required advanced skills. Must have good style knowledge. Better have Printify experience, which Printify is a drop shipping thing. It's kind of like a Teespring or a Redbubble. But the asking price was $5.
Okay.
Fucked dead. $5?
It's a steal, not a deal.
Bro, just, fucked let's fucking dead.
Go.
Like, not only are you like all over the place, like a lot of these are probably done by foreign like people, so like I don't really look into how things are worded, but it's just like,
we'll dismiss, dude, the typos.
Yeah. Just, dude, this one I feel like was done by an American because it's just how fucking stupid it is.
Did they specify the designs that they wanted?
No, it just, so that's what I notice a lot is that they don't give specifications. They usually just say they want designs for a t-shirt, for a brand, and they want you to reach out to them, and then they explain like what they want. And a lot of times, like the ones that I've gotten that they explain afterwards, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to do this anymore.
Just ghost them.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm sorry.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm going through a tunnel. I can't.
This one's my favorite, I think, that I found. Ridiculous fantasy football punishment. Now, Upwork is not just for graphic design shit. So this is how it goes. Long story short, it's not short. Won my fantasy football league, and the loser has to hang a picture of me in his house for a year. I need a high quality image because I'm gonna have it printed at a 2x3 foot for a 3x4 foot canvas. I want to create something just ridiculous. I tried to use the AI image generators, but I can't find one that allows me to use pictures of myself, which is what I'm going for. Literally me on a mountain punching a lion in the face, holding a championship wrestling belt with a firestorm in the background.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, that shit sounds hold fun on. Though.
$50.
$50. $15. I'm not
going to
lie. You said 15?
Okay.
50. 50.
Oh, 50.
Okay. Well, for 50, I would tell the dude, okay, I'm only going to spend an afternoon on it, and I'll give you what I got. If you give, like, you give me $50, we'll just call it a deal. I'll work on it for an afternoon, and there you go. You'll have like 7 versions, but that's all I'm giving you.
Yeah.
You know,
I think like all of these probably make more sense if I'm actually paying, because there's like a monthly fee that you pay for this thing if you want like unlimited like connections.
And if you want to write unlimited cover letters for proposals, yeah, for all pretty these much jobs.
Like if you want to apply to every single job that you see without privilege. Any limitations, go for it. But I just got 2 messages about the Dragon Ball creator. Jesus.
That was how much of a fucking like, nerd you are, Chris.
Yeah, exactly. I know a bunch of anime nerds. But if I was like, I had unlimited, I can see like doing this, that was just that I was like, yeah, fuck it. like you said, Bryson, you get these options and that's what I'm gonna
give spending
you.
I'll spend 2 hours on it and I'll give you everything I come up with, all right? You know,
I do remember one early on, like one of my first few weeks doing this this app, there was one that was just give an OnlyFans name, and I think it was like a $5 job, and all you had to do was come up with a name.
Oh, I'm taking that easy.
All right, okay, Dante. No, let's hit me with one.
Oh, you gotta! I can't just come up with one like on the. I gotta have some reference of who I'm making.
All right, so this girl. For. So this girl sits in pies. That's her thing.
Ooh.
Yeah, sits. Okay, sits in pies. What you got?
Oh fuck!
I'm gonna go real gay. I'm gonna go like sweetie pie.
Okay.
No, oh, I feel fuck. Like it has to. I feel like it has to have cream pie in the name.
What if I just rhyme with sweetie pie and I do beady pie?
No, but she does.
She does a little toe action too in the pie.
She starts by dipping her toes in it.
Yeah, she draws a little smiley face with the big toe, and ooh, then she sits.
Oh, here we go. I actually found the OnlyFans job.
Okay,
I think I kept it. Let's see. I like to bake and garden and would like to actually do those activities on my OnlyFans, as well as feet fetish and other food fetishes as well.
Feet and baking?
Think the cute black girl next door that's curious to try new things. So we're thinking, so we got feet fetish, gardening, and baking.
And cute black girl next door. I didn't say I'd be good at this. I said I would have taken the job.
I'm not saying it was the right fit, but I would have done it, damn it.
It was a $20 job, or it was a $20 job. This is back in 2021.
Say this, but I usually go to like random word generators when I want to come up with a clever username.
God, it could have been an easy $20 if I had done that shit.
What rhymes with naked? That
baked.
That naked bacon.
Naked bacon.
If you send her that shit, she would block you immediately.
Naked bacon.
Give me my $20 back.
All right, here's another one. Titled Tender Document Presentation Graphic Designer.
Are you, wait, T-E-N or T-I-N?
T-E-N. T-N-D-E-R. Tender Document Presentation Graphic Designer.
Whatever that means.
All caps. It says urgent, need to deliver less than 24 hours. We have a construction tender document compiled with supporting documents for all specification images and various tables. We just need to present the document in a professional manner in line with the brand guidelines. Show me a professional tender construction documents you have developed. I think this was like
your huge portfolio like, of those that you have.
Yeah, I just have a fucking bunch of documents that I can just show.
How much was it? All right, what was the price?
I think that one was like an open-ended, like hourly, like just present me your hourly rate. But I'm just like, dude, less than 24 hours, and I probably screenshotted this at like 9 p.m.
Yeah, and it's like you look at it posted 3 days ago, and it's like, dude, what the fuck? Like,
clearly, no one went for it.
Dude, if you have 24 hours, you're not posting that shit on Upwork. You're like contacting coworkers and stuff like that. Like, it's not. No. Yeah, you're like,
do you know anyone that can draw or that can put a fucking document together?
Just hop in PowerPoint and get that shit done. It's too late.
The time it's that you're wasting waiting for someone, you could have already put something that it's a fucking document. Who fucking cares what it looks like?
Nobody cares about the brand guidelines.
Yeah, it's like paying. Oh, yeah. It's when you forget your art history homework and you're like, I need a 4-page paper for $50 done on the, the Renaissance period and its influence on the modern world.
Most of these do sound like a college kid that forgot to do their homework and wants to get something done really fast.
Take advantage of it.
That is a very good comparison.
Just send me the essay. It needs to be a B or better. And I'll pay you $50 bucks.
And if it's a C, I'm going to beat you up behind the school.
My daddy has a lot of lawyers, okay?
You have no idea who my dad is.
I did this one for Bryson because I thought it was, I thought it was right. It would upset you if I read it.
I don't know this, but is it going to be like some sort of tattoo design?
Yeah.
Fuck yes, I knew it. Go ahead.
So, just the fact that someone's asking for a tattoo design through this freelancing thing, like, fucking got me. Sleeve design. I like to have a Japanese Oni / dragon themed sleeve designed. I have images in mind and can find them and can send them over. I'm wanting primarily just black and gray for the design with splashes of red. On the sleeve part of the image, I'm wanting to remove the Oni mask since I'll have one on the back of my hand. I'm needing that space filled with something else that would be coherent with the rest of the design. Was this,
dude? What the fuck? That shit's tight. Okay, you asked for it, Chris. All right, you asked for it. I'm this the tattoo rant right now.
Give me the fucking anger. I want it.
Okay. The people that do this that say, "Oh, I want this tattoo designed and all this," it's so someone can take it. Go into their local shop and go, this is what I want. How much? And then shop around like that. One, every artist is different and they're going to tattoo it on you and design it and, compose it. One, so it fits your body. Two, so it looks good healed. And three, so like they can apply it the best they can. and how they know how. Okay. Don't, you know, it's different if it's like, this little thin tattoo that you want on your ankle or something like that. But if you want a sleeve, you do your research, you find artists that are in your area or someone that just does the exact style that you want to go to. And then you go to that person, you know, or if most tattoo artists have a great Instagram, but there's still some old school dudes that don't fuck with it. Listen to documentaries, listen to all the Vice tattoo ages and hear, like, listen to who they're talking about. Then find that person. Don't do this whole, like, this is the exact thing and this is where I want it. It's like, dude, sometimes a face on your elbow, it's not going to fucking work. It's going to heal like shit. You know, you're not going to put lotion on it. You're not going to wash it. Then that fucking face is going to be gone. I'm not putting a face on your elbow, period. Let the tattooers do, like, there's good tattooers and bad tattooers, both like morally and technically. Find a good one that's good at both. That's a good stand-up person that is good at their craft, that cares about the craft of tattooing, and go to that person. Don't try and fucking nickel and dime and bring in your design and stuff like that, especially for a sleeve. Okay.
Yeah. We support tattoo artists in this household.
Okay. Yeah.
You got it. I will say, I was one of those people that, as a graphic designer, I was always like, no, I think it'd be really cool if someday I can be like, yeah, you see these tattoos on my arm? I designed all of them. And I have like two of them that I quote unquote put together. And then one of them on my back that I like fully put together. And then after that one, I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, why am I doing this?
Are those your least favorite tattoos?
They're my least favorite ones. Yes. Like, yes. One of them I'm eventually going to get covered up. The Legend of Zelda one I have on my shoulder is like fine. It's just like a black like silhouette type thing. So I'm not too angry about it. But I look back at all the stuff that I was putting together for my sleeve before I started it. And I was just like, man, I'm so glad I didn't get the first one done, because my entire arm would just looked like dog shit altogether.
Well,
so like,
think about it like this too. When you look back on your old work, do you go, dang, that was good? Or do you go, what the fuck was I thinking?
Every single time I get upset at it. And we are going to have 100%
of the time.
We are going to have an episode. It may even be the next one where we present our old stuff, because I have a few that are hanging around here. But there's never a time that I looked back at something, I'm just like, man,
I killed it.
So good. Hell yeah.
But do you look back at stuff that you admired? You know, I'm not saying all of it, but some of the stuff, is it more than this of your own stuff that you look back on of other people's and go, oh no, that's still cool?
You mean like peers or just designers that were like kind of an people, inspiration
like
to
when Instagram first came out, and like, you know, when you're in high school using it and stuff like that, or Chris, college or retired, however old you were then. like there's people when you started, your career that you looked at and you're like, oh man, their shit's cool. And then if you even like, if you go back to that person on Instagram, scroll all the way back to, you know, 8 years ago or whatever, and look at it again, you're like, no, it's still cool. It's not exactly in style, but it's still cool. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I do that. I do certain designers, like, especially if it's like a new follow, I'll like basically see their progression of like where they started, and like a lot of their old stuff is pretty cool. But yeah, like it does, you do see the change of like when they hit like the trend of like today. I got a couple more of these.
Hit me with it.
Rush IG post design. IG being Instagram. Needs to be done in 2 to 3 hours tops. I love when they tell designers how long they should take on their work.
Well, I heard Rush IG post design. I was like, what fraternity's IG?
I was thinking.
That's why I had to specify Instagram. I am a designer. We will be working together. All one sentence. I need a lot of other work too, very frequently. Thank you.
That's it? That's all you get?
That's it.
Fuck off. That's
you. That hourly set at $15 to $35 an hour.
$30 for 2 hours of work.
This one was funny. Shirt manufacturer design. I'm looking to create a t-shirt that has extra thickness in the chest and shoulders. I have in mind a design similar to a stormtrooper with a thicker padding for the chest.
I'm a very skinny man and don't want to look buff.
I don't even know how to imagine what that looks like.
Like a stick bug.
Yeah, I'm really skinny and I want my chest to feel big.
Get a next level.
This is like the cherry on top. This is the cherry on top. This is like, this post pretty much sums up all the things that we've been talking about and everything that makes these apps so problematic for designers. T-shirt design, creative graphic designer. Hello together. I'm reading this verbatim, by the way. Hello together, comma. We looking for two more new designers. We look for creative people who think themselves. If you need 100 samples to just copy the sample, you are not creative and not a designer. We need people which we send 2 to 3 links, 5 samples, 10 different texts, and then they can research and look what on the market and do better. We don't need straight text put together with some freebie. Don't apply then. We need high quality graphic designs for meme shirts and evergreen, not evergreen, evergreen designs for the year. We will make some tests with you and we will pay you only 0 to 50 cents or $1 to $5 per design. But then we need you to make 1,000 designs. So we are a company with works with mass and that you can work freely and development your creativity.
Emphasis on the freely.
I send you a sheet for your test.
You do
Jesus.
You do me work very good, quick, better, good. Then
me love you long time.
Yeah, then me you love long time and love me too together.
Do you ever have a dream you wish you when you when
and
you
and then you went to the
I immediately afterwards I after I read that I immediately thought of Billy Madison when he does have y'all seen that movie where he does like the answer to the question and the guy looks at him and he's like, nothing of what you said is right. Everyone in this auditorium is dumber for hearing you said that. You are awarded 0 points and God have mercy on your soul. Yeah.
But like, you read the whole damn thing.
I read the whole, like, it was the last thing I screenshotted like 2 days ago.
Dude, what,
I
was, what like, was the math on that? It was $50 a piece or, and it was 1,000. No,
0 to 50 cents
it was,
per design.
It was zero to 50 cents. Or $1 to $5 per design.
Which one is it? Pick one.
And then,
dude, you couldn't pay and then, me. And you total, couldn't pay me $500 to finish reading that thing on my own. Like, there's no way.
I think that's genuinely the worst listing of anything I've ever heard in my life.
Like again, I don't think you can get worse I'm than sure. That. I'm sure it was like created in like China, and like the translation over to English like fucked up the entire thing. But it's the fact
that it exists,
that so many of these jobs, yeah, that it exists for one. It's so many of these jobs that I like pass through on Upwork are just that, where it's like, we need 100 designs. We're going to pay you $2 per design. And it's like, I don't know if it's like a true thing or they're just kind of fuck with you. Or like, if you actually apply for it, you have to create 200 designs. And then they'll pay you like
$8,
$2. Like,
what if you only do 199? Like, what happens? Does like, does your
you get
is, nothing?
Is your do you have soul, to get through all 100 designs first?
Is your soul forfeit? Like, what's gonna happen? You know?
Yeah,
are you sucked into the screen?
Yeah, you have to like quit as a designer altogether, and you just die on the spot.
The sad part about it is like maybe not that one specifically, but like. Things that are horrible, like of that nature, somebody's gonna be like, oh fuck yeah, someone's jumping at that opportunity. And that's why,
dude, I know, like, that's the thing, is that like these posts sound so ridiculous, but I guarantee you there is someone out there that saw it and was like, yeah, all right, like the fantasy football thing is just like, yeah, that sounds like something interesting that I don't mind throwing into Mid Journey to see what I can get. And it's just, but I mean, when you're like, you know, paycheck is based on you doing freelance, like it's shit like that that just puts like, I like, as if I was a freelancer, like I would just be upset about it all the time. And I'm sure if I was a freelancer, I wouldn't be using an app like this. Like, but it's just, it's shit like that. Like people, like I said, people are worried about AI, which there's a lot of like AI shit on there that I didn't screenshot, where it's just like, go use AI to create these images for me and I'll pay you $5. And I've seen stuff on Fiverr.
I don't want to pay $25 a month for ChatGPT. I want to pay you $5 and you'd use your subscription that you already have.
Yeah. And it's, and then there's other ones that are like on Fiverr where it's like on Fiverr, it's where you like the designer puts their service on there and people have to like click on it and pay for the service. But a lot of them are just like, I'll create 5 designs using Midjourney. And it's like they're using it as like a marketing tool. So like, yes, you know, AI is continuously creeping into the design worlds and being used
here.
Along
with me real quick. Right. So you get a freelance job, you know, they give you the prompt, you do your first round. And then what happens after? Fucking revisions, right? Imagine the revisions on one of those AI things, because they're like, yeah, just click it again. Just, you know, do it again. Or it's AI. You can just have it make it differently. You know, like just imagine those revisions when people have a thing in their head that like, no, you're still like the computer's manipulating it all. You know, you're not doing anything.
I actually, that actually reminded me of one that this exact fucking thing happened. And we had talked about it in, I think, the very first episode we recorded that like no one's ever going to hear.
Absolutely not.
Because it was like before we figured our shit out. But it was a freelance job that I was connected to by someone that I've done work for. He like someone wanted to do designs and he wanted to know where he got his designs from. And that's how I got connected to him. And he wanted a image of Santa Claus riding a surfboard. And at first I was like, fuck, am I going to have to illustrate that entire thing? But then he sent a reference image and it was like Santa riding a surfboard, but he was missing the lower half of his leg. The other leg was sitting on the other side of the surfboard. Like none of it was actually on top of the surfboard. He was holding like a really small Christmas tree. And he sent me that. And I was like,
you bastard.
I mean, I can do this. Like I can try and illustrate this, but like I gave him some ridiculous amount. Like it's a ridiculous charge. I was like, it's going to cost like this much. Cause that in the end of the day, I just didn't want to do it. But I was also hoping that maybe he would like go for the higher amount and I'd be like, yeah, okay. I just made a whole bunch of money on something that's really stupid.
In the end, if he wanted you to illustrate that, you'd basically be taking on like an oil painting commission.
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, and that's what I told him too. I told him that it's not going to look exactly the same. I'm going to illustrate like more or less just the way it looks, but it's going to be very dialed back to like a t-shirt style where it's just vector art. And then just to see if I can steer him away from that, I was like, let me see if I can get some better images to use. So I went into Midjourney myself and I was like typing in prompts to try and get something. And I got a few that would like be easier to use. And with those, I would like dial down like the price. I was like, well, since this one's a little bit closer, then I only have to do like some editing. It'll cost this much. But then he was like, but I really like the hair from the first one. So is there any way you can like take that and put it on this
just
one?
Just Frankenstein the whole thing together.
I was like, it's going to, the charge is going to go back up because that means I'm going to have to illustrate
two price package
things.
One, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. And I kept sending him new images. I was like, any of these would be better. And then, but he, in the end, I ended up not doing it because the price that I I was asking for was still too much. And I was like, I don't know. I was like, I was already lowballing as it was. So I was like, I'll do it. I mean, it's not a rush project, so I'll do it. I'll take my time on it. But it was just like that. That was the thing, is that like there's already people using Midjourney as like their reference now, where instead of them just like Google searching shit and sending you that type of stuff, which is somehow easier. But people are like using Midjourney as like to get their idea. And they're like, yeah, just do this. Like, I can't just do this. Like, this is, it was created by a computer. I can't just do this, especially if you want it printed on a t-shirt.
But why don't you just do it?
Can you just do it? I feel like I've been exceptionally angry this episode just because, one, the tattoo thing, but freelancing, it makes me so like, ugh, and just anxious. It just feels like I'm on a job search constantly. You know, it's
a lot of effort.
It's a lot of effort. It's a lot that chase all the time, just trying to do. And it's like, I'm not saying I'm lazy. You know, I'm very happy with where I work. You know, I like the projects I get to work on and stuff, but I get to come in and I know what I'm working on that day. And then at the end of the day, I clock out. It's not like, oh, well, shit, I have to get those couple proposals order over too, and I got to check my email and, oh, wait, there's this rush job I need. It's like, oh, exhausting. Fuck that, you know?
Yeah, and also worrying about, like, if you don't get an X amount of projects or money in that month. You know what I mean?
Because yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
You may have, like, you're, it's all about, like, what you can produce in that time frame, and if you can live off that. So it's like, you know, can you keep bringing in the work and live that way? And
yeah, are you prepared for a slow month for whatever reason? Maybe your biggest client,
yeah, like
gets, you know, hit with something and they can't, you know, pay you that month or get work done, you know, from you for that month. It's like, are you prepared for that? Are you ready for that?
Yeah. And I've had people ask me before, I guess it's just like a generic thing for people to ask graphic designers of like, would you ever start your own design firm, whatever? And I always tell them like, fuck no. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't fucking want to do that. Yeah. I don't want to deal with like the business side of things. I want to show up to a business that, you know, is established. I don't have to worry about falling apart. I get my check, I do my work, and I go home. You like, I don't want to have to, like, I'll do my random burst every couple months or a couple years when I want to do my own t-shirt designs and I want to put them up on TeePublic, but that's the closest I'll get to owning my own business.
I totally forgot, because it's not really graphic design, but I do have an ongoing freelance thing where I design invoices, basically like make the invoice, because I made him a template and he doesn't know how to use it. And so I just every Monday, I send him two invoices that he did for the past weekend. You know, I forgot about that because it's not really
paid for that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's an easy little pocket change to get in.
Yeah. It's $20 an invoice, you know, and I just, yeah, you know, he sends me what he wants inputted into it and I input it and then format it correctly and then send it back to him.
So, you know, Bryson, Jesus, this would be a lot easier if you just showed me how to. No. I think I should continue doing it.
It's a lot easier on him. I let him know, hey, get into QuickBooks. This will do it all for you, you know. And until he does that, I'm just going to keep doing it. Like, I let him know that.
Is that the one you like built the website for?
Yeah. Yeah. Same one.
I assumed.
He's cool. He's a family friend and he's cool, though. So it's fine. I'm happy that I can help him out.
Bryson's just saying that because you're probably listening.
There's no way he's our number one fan. There's no way he's listening to this.
There's no way.
You can't figure out how his phone works.
If you are, I know you're not, but if you are.
I thought he was your cousin.
No. It's
he's not your cousin?
It's my fiance's family friend.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much all I have for topic of freelance. Sounds like we covered a lot.
If you're a freelancer, keep on trucking. Get those couple big clients or regular clients to help support you, and then keep pursuing that white whale that you want.
Hey, and also know your worth.
Yeah, know your worth.
Don't settle for bullshit.
Yeah, think about the value you provide them.
If you're a new designer, take a lot of what we said with a grain of salt, because we all know how hard it is to start our career. So you will have jobs that you will be asking for a little bit amount of money, but you got to start somewhere. So treat every job with the same integrity.
Unless it's for 0 to 5 cent or $1 to $5.
Yes. Unless you're getting stuff like that.
Love it. I want to hear Dante do an outro.
I don't know. You can't just put me on the spot like that. Why don't you do it? I don't want to do it.
No, I want you did it. You did it last week. I want you to so do it again. Stupid.
Yeah, that means it's your turn.
Thank you, guys. No, you hit him with the.
I didn't even get to your outro last time, or when I was listening to it, because I was just trying to figure out Bryson's fucking audio.
Dante, hit him with the thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Follow us on this. Right. We'll see you next week.
All right, guys.
Do it.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Go fuck yourselves. If you like what we are talking about, you can go follow us at Let's Get Graphic Podcast on Instagram. Give us 5 stars, please. We're starving. Yeah. That's all. Dude, you get for
you
free.
Hit it soulful last week.
That's because it just came out. You can't just put me on the spot like that.
Work on it. You're gonna do the outro next time. Prepare for it. Because that was good.
It was excellent.
All right. Peace out, guys.